Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bauman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Bauman. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Taspi. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triantos. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Taylor. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Hoyt Wilhelm. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hoyt Wilhelm. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Button moves to second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up. Foul, in front of the plate. Triantos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Button scores. There goes Runnels trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Taspi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taspi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triantos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Daly moves to third. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Triandos moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Finnegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Triandos and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Daly strikes out. Two outs. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bauman hits a line drive into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Triandos moves to second. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Triandos moves to third. Dropo moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Button moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Button scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 2 in the game. Keough bunts towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to second. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wertz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilhelm takes first base on ball 4. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Finnegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wertz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Daly for a passed ball. Wilhelm moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triandos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bauman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dropo is called out on strikes. 1 out. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Triandos moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Triandos moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Triandos scores. Carrasquel moves to third. Gardner moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Jim Finnegan. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Boyd now playing first base. Gene Woodling now playing right field. Billy Klaus now playing third base. Jack Fisher now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-2 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby, who is chasing the ball. Keough reaches third base with a triple. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz strikes out. 2 outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keough scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Gurnett now playing first base. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-3 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels misplays the ball. That's an error on Runnels. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Triandos hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus strikes out. Two outs. Albie Pearson pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Daly hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Daly moves to second. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Button is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Chico Carrasquel. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gardner strikes out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Miranda now playing shortstop. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keogh. The throw from Triandos and he is safe. Keogh steals second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keogh scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Jensen moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-4 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-4 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-4 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Triandos strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.